What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Folks, going up I-75 to Chattanooga. Coach Rusty Wright of the Chattanooga Mocs out there, the Southern Conference. Coach, going to talk to you again. How are things going up there in Chattown, man?
Good. Beautiful day today and had a good practice, so it's a good day.
Yes, sir. Coach, let's talk about this past game in Citadel. Got a big win against those guys. Let's talk about how getting young guys to play time as well. Getting more guys in the field with that big win you had, just trying to get the season on track for you guys going forward here.
Yeah, you know, it was good. Right now we're a little better off than those guys are. We just in a little better shape than they are player-wise, and our guys played like they were supposed to. But the biggest thing was, like you said, was we got a lot of guys in the game. We played a lot of young guys. Had a couple of guys complete their first pass and get their first touchdown, which was pretty cool to see for them, you know, a little reward and stuff for them. But we played, I think everybody that dressed out wound up playing in that game somehow, some way. And, you know, it's always good because those guys work hard too. They don't, you know, necessarily get all the opportunities as other guys do or as much playing time. And that's the thing we try to tell our guys. This isn't rec ball. Nobody, you know, you don't necessarily get your quarter or your inning or whatever. It doesn't work that way here. And we play the best guys we can play. And sometimes you get to play and sometimes you don't. And but that's life, too. I mean, sometimes you get things and sometimes you don't. And, you know, but it's good to see guys that work hard get an opportunity to go play.
100%, Coach. Everybody's happy after that kind of a game. So, Coach, I think you think I have to clean up some things as well. Nothing was perfect, but like you said, Coach, getting able to see your guys execute, coming off a tough win against Kennesaw the previous week. So seeing you guys come out the way you did, another week's get going 1-1-0 again, playing the way they played all game long from first string, second string, third string, that's make you feel very, very, very good improvement you've seen in your team already.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is I think we've gotten better every week for sure. We have to continue to do that. We've got a lot of guys, not a lot, but a fair number of guys playing for the first time. And you have to watch them and they have to continue to grow. And, And it's like we talked this morning, we have to continue to grow as a team and figure things out as a team. It's not just figuring things out on offense and defense and in the kicking game. You kind of have to figure all those things out as you go, because every Saturday is different. I don't care where you're playing or what level of college football you're at. You find different ways to win football games, and you have to be able to do that as a team. No one spot's more important than the other. They all have to work together to try and get it done.
No doubt, Coach Wright. And like I said, you know, you come off a tough loss week one to North Alabama with a new coach there, but they play that Gus Miles on kind of offense, make where you have to count for every guy on the field. And Kennesaw State doing what they're doing, transitioning up to FBS next year, beating them at home by a touchdown. And now, like I said, this week is still, though, who you a little better than, but it's coming together. So talk about just that early adversity, losing that first game, but the bounce back factor. And they're showing how you guys are building that mental toughness, that callus to be tough week in and week out.
Well, I think the biggest thing is you don't change who you are or what you are. You know, at the end of the day, I mean, we got a plan. We stick to it. There's a certain way we want to do things, and there's a certain way our guys are coached, and we try to teach and get across. But you don't change who you are or what you are. I mean, at the end of the day, and that's what you try to impress upon these guys. And they were disappointed, for sure. They were disappointed after the first week. But I think if you don't learn from those things as well, you're doomed to repeat them. And I think that's what this group doesn't want. And we talked about it along the way. Is like, it doesn't matter what the outcome is right now. Let's go practice and prepare to give us an opportunity to see what the outcome looks like. But when you don't do those things along the way, the outcome's already determined for you. I mean, you're not going to be successful. And that's why you have to go about doing things the right way week in and week out to give yourself a chance.
And I think it's very important where a lot of new guys on a young team is enjoying the process. You know, that's one thing that my father taught me as a young age coach, right? It's just a football, you enjoy the process, son. Every day you go out there and you do your thing, you try to get better every day. What about that, but for younger guys, understand that process of every day. It's a process. We go on the field, weight room, in the classroom, and or in your sure. position room. That everything is a building block to our next step, which we will get W's on Saturdays.
Yeah, and that's a hard thing young people have a hard time seeing right now, because they just want the end result. You know, yes, it's we play the video games, and we swipe till we see something we like, and then it's right there. It's the end result. It's not doing the work to get yourself in that position. But I mean, that's the thing, is that if you're in any endeavor worthwhile, it doesn't matter if it's a business, if it's football, whatever it is, you have to put the work in to get the end result. And that's a hard thing for young guys when they first come out of high school understanding, because the most of them come and they're the best player on the team, and they didn't have to work like that and do those things. And now you may just be the best player at your position for us, but there's somebody else out there better than you. I mean, that's just the nature of it. And you have to work hard to, you know, to get ready to go up against that guy or get ready to beat that guy out. And it's interesting. We talk about trying to enjoy the journey as much as you can, but I get mad at them all the time. They talk about the grind of it. I was like, nope, it's not a grind. We signed up for this. Okay. We signed up to go play football. We signed up to go to school. We signed up for that. Nobody forced you to sign anything at any point in time to go to school anywhere. And so we have to enjoy it. We get an opportunity. That sun was shining beautiful this morning. We get an opportunity to go out there and practice and do those things. For most folks, get to work, you know, and get that stuff done. And I tell them all the time, don't waste the day. I mean, don't waste the day. You're not going to get – the only guarantee is we're all going to walk off this earth at some point in time. Don't waste it. Enjoy it and try to live it every day as hard as you can live it.
You got that right, Coach. Testify on that, Coach. Let me ask you this, man. Talk about Chase, growth as a quarterback for you, man. I think he's playing with more poise. He's going through his progressions and his reads the right way. About what you've seen from me every day on the practice field and on the game field as well.
Well, you know, we put him through the test in the spring. We made him live in the spring because it had been a while since he'd been in a game. So we made all the quarterbacks live during spring practice, and it was good. You got to see him get hit. You got to see him get back up and go play, which was, you know, that's always a concern when a guy hadn't played in a while, if he'll stand in the pocket and take a shot and throw the ball down the field. But he did that during spring practice. And, you know, we started in the fall. He worked his way into being the guy. And, you know, the thing is you just don't ever know how somebody's going to react under the lights. I mean, that's the thing. Practice is one thing, and we've all been around guys that are really good at practicing, and they can't play in a game for whatever reason it is. And it's a bunch of different positions, not just quarterback. But Chase has handled things very, very well, and he's gotten better every week. He works really hard at being a good football player. He works off the field just as hard as he does on the field. He's a smart young man. He does a really good job of reading defenses and seeing coverages and understanding where to go with the football. And he's made the guys around him better, which is always what you want when the quarterback's out there playing. So I think he'll continue to grow and get better. And I'm excited to watch him, you know, finish out this year and next year with him too.
And he's hitting Jamori Mays a lot, man. So talk about that young man. This is how he's playing for you right now.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's the thing is Jamori had a good week last week. He has all the tools to be a really good football player and has grown and matured in the last year and a half, 2 years to do that. But it's been a different guy for us at receiver every week, and I think that's the one good thing about it is we've had three different guys leading us in receiving yards every week. But Jamoy's been consistent. He had a good year last year, and he's picked up where he left off, and I think he has an opportunity to have a really good, you know, a really good junior year for us. But he's got all the tools. He's got to be consistent all the time and be that guy we need.
You got a lean forward on the ground too, so you got kind of got the air attack and the ground attack going at the same time. So talk about that, having him going as well. Do you make defense have to decide, do I stop Mr. Ford or do I stop Mr. Mays and all the receivers, or just give Chase options all over the field?
Well, I think that's one reason we're playing a little better on offense is you know last couple of years we had a hard time throwing the ball down the field, but. So everybody was crammed up in there in the box, you know, not letting us run the football. And now we're able to do some things in the passing game and give ourselves an opportunity to do some things with Chase back there and those wideouts playing better. That hopefully they've tried to make Chase beat them the first two or three games. So it's been interesting to see how defenses are. And the more I think we get into this, I think the more different things we'll see. But Alem had a good game last week, and I think that'll continue if we can continue to keep spreading the football around.
And Coach, you have to be happy with the defense as well. They're flying around. Foxy, they're flying around out there on film, and they're playing connected on that side of the ball as well. So look about the defense as well, seeing those guys improve as well and doing what they're doing, getting the guys the ball back on offense.
Yeah, I mean, it was a we were disappointed after week one. I just didn't think we played with the eye discipline we needed to and those things that led to a bunch of issues of us not being able to play fast. And we don't do enough schematically defensively not to go play fast. That's the one thing we work hard at is trying to keep things down to a minimum for them defensively so we can play as fast as possible. Because when you do make mistakes on defense, if you're playing fast, at least you can make up for them. But those guys learned. We started, I don't know, three or four new guys, you know, defensively in spots the first week, and they've continued to grow and get better. We're fairly young on that side of the football. I think there's only three seniors that truly play a bunch for us over there. But, you know, I like the way we've played the last couple of weeks defensively. We've got to get better. We've got to understand. We've got to stop giving away so many big plays and just easy plays, I should say, not necessarily big plays. We have people in position and spots, and we'll play really good for eight snaps, you know, and then the second or third series, we'll let one play and it not be very good. When we have to be consistent in doing those things and making people beat us instead of us, you know, missing a tackle the wrong way or you know, being out of a gap by just a little bit, you know, we've got to get that stuff ironed out. But they've worked hard. They've worked hard trying to get better and do those things.
And Coach, what do you see from Sanford on film as you play those guys this week coming up here? What do you see for those guys on film, and what challenge would they present to you guys?
Well, it's probably the best-looking football team in our league, for sure. They've got guys that look the part, that can play the part. It's an old group. I think I counted yesterday, 50 seniors or grad transfers on that team. So I'm not sure how long senior day will take for them when they get to the end of the year. It may take them a couple hours. But it's a good football team. It's a group that's won a lot of games in the last couple of years, and they play at a different speed than tempo than we do. So it's hard to simulate that during the course of a week. So you have to get adjusted to that quickly on defense. And then for us offensively, they give us a different look compared to what most people in our league do. So it's a little different variation with the free hitter in the middle of the field. So we'll have to be buttoned up on some things and we'll have to go over there and play well. We will. We'll have to play well. It's a good football team. I mean, it's probably the most talented team in our league, top to bottom, player-wise, for sure. Just what they have with the quarterback back and then the guys they have around them. So even defensively, they probably have the most talent of anybody in the league. So it'll be a challenge, but I think our guys will be excited and looking forward to getting over there.
And Coach, right, one more for you. Talk about how important it is for you to lock down a Chattanooga area, the tri-state area of Georgia, Alabama, and Chattanooga, and coming down here in Georgia and getting key guys on your roster, because with you being around the line so close to us and finding the talent down here that fits what you guys do up there at Chattanooga.
Yeah, you know, it's those areas have always been big for us. It's when when you can get down to Atlanta in an hour and a half, hour and 40 minutes, I mean, it makes a difference. You know, moms and dads can come see them play. They know they're at college, but they're not gone too far away. You know, that's the other thing. We play a lot of games in this area, so everybody gets to come watch them more than once or twice during the season. We recruit Alabama really hard. We try to work the state of Alabama really hard. Those guys have been really good to us. We've gotten good players out of Alabama. And then, you know, you always try and take care of your home base to get kids and those kind of things. But it's getting harder. That's the one thing people don't get is, you know, guys want to go to college. They don't necessarily want to stay at home and go to college. They want to go to college and they want to go experience that. And we're actually in a good spot if they do go do those things and they want to come back home. We're actually in a good spot for them to do that if things don't work out. So, and knock on wood, we've been very fortunate. We've had some guys do that we've recruited that possibly didn't get to start with that have went to bigger programs and come back and they just, you know, want to come home and let, you know, I want to make sure my mom gets to see me play, you know, and that's the thing is, but I get wanting to experience college and go somewhere else. I went 4 hours away from home. So, I understand not wanting to be, you know, right there in your backyard and seeing everybody every day. You want to go be your own man. You want to go do your own thing. So it's getting a little harder to keep kids closer to home, but that's okay. I mean, that's part of it too. And we'll take the ones that want to stay here straight up, and then we'll get them. Hopefully, if they don't like it somewhere else, we'll get them on the bounce back.
Yeah, it's why it's important to build up relationships early, Coach. You and I both know that because, like you said, some kids not getting happy where they're at. They can, you know, opportunities that they're waiting on you to come back if you know with that staff they have a bond with already.
Yep, for sure.
But Coach Wright, thank you for your time again, as always. I hope to talk to you again later this year when you get that FCS playoff berth, and we'll be about to make a big run, Coach.
All right, well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime, Coach. You be safe, man. See you soon, man.
All right, will do.
All right.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.